Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Beis, the top of Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we begin a new Masechta, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah. And let us point out that in Mishnayis, this Mishnah is broken up into six Mishnayis. However, in the Gemara, we will have one Mishnah, which will include all the six Mishnayis of this Perek, and the next Mishnah that we will see will be at the beginning of the second Perek on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. This Mishnah will discuss various topics that we've already seen in Shas, and it will discuss how many members of Beis Din do you need in order to pass in certain halachos, since we should be familiar with these words already and these concepts, so we won't explain them in great detail. The Mishnah begins, Dinim Mamis B'Shleisha, Gzeilus V'Chavolos B'Shleisha, that Dinim Mamis are passing with three Dayanim, Gzeilus V'Chavolos are passing with three Dayanim. As we will see, the Gemara and Daf Beis and Beis will ask, the Din of Gzeilus V'Chavolos B'Shleisha is already included in the Din of Dinim Mamis B'Shleisha, and why do we have to have two separate cases in the Mishnah? The Gemara will explain this further, and of course, we have Rashi back in Masechta Sanhedrin, and Rashi states Dinim Mamis B'Shleisha B'Gemari Alfinu, and Rashi doesn't define exactly what Dinim Mamis refers to. And then Rashi states Gzeilos refers to Kaifim B'Kadin, the Mishalach B'Yad HaVegazlin, that if someone is given something to watch, when the owner comes and asks him for his chayfis back, he denies that he has it. Once he was Shalach B'Yad and he uses this item, so he's considered a gazlin. And some agrees in Rashi Kaifim B'Kadin Oish Shalach B'Yad HaVegazlin, and Rashi continued V'Chin Achritim Yad Chaver. Have a gazlin, and someone that grabs something from his friend is also called a gazlin. Kagoyin ve'yigzal chadias miyad a mystery, which we have in Shmuel Beis. Avoloiv v'loy shilem. But if someone borrows money and he doesn't pay it back, loy mikri gazlin, he's not considered a gazlin. The milvoloy tzonet no, and therefore it's not considered like he took something from someone. As l'maisa, he's just denying that he owes the person money. And Rashi continues v'chavoloyis hachayil b'chaver chay b'chamisha dvarim. That if someone hurts his friend, that is chay v'n chamisha dvarim. Nezik sar ripu shavus and boishes. Can I mean above? And once again, the Gemara will ask, now it is already known based on the fact that the Mishnah stated Dinim Mamis B'Shleisha. Before we continue, let's point out that Taisis explains what is the smichis of Masechta Sanhedrin to all the Babis. As Zok Taisis, Achash Hashanah Dinim B'Tlasa Babi, Mashbe'inu B'Kama Donna Isam, after we learn so many Dinim in Masechta Babi Kama Babi Metziyam Babi Basra, so now the Mishnah explains how many Dinim are required to judge such halacha. The Mishnah continues, Nezek v'chetzi Nezek tashlum mekefil v'tashlum me'abav v'chamisha b'shloisha, that the dinim of Nezek, Rashi teaches us, is referring to a shar mu'ud, or a person that was mazik someone or something, that the din is that you pay Nezek shalim, of a gemara parah chaynu chavolis, and the gemara will ask that l'chur, that's included in chavolis. Chetzi Nezek refers to a shar tam, as mazik a person, or an item, the owner pays chetzi Nezek, and zok Rashi, kefil refers to geneva shenimsa b'yadoi, d'chsiv him matzah. And this is referring either to someone that stole something or someone that was a shomer and swore falsely that he doesn't have the item any longer. Now, Bar V'Chamisha is referring to someone that stole Shor Aseh, Shatvacha Yamacharai, that is Chayiv Da'al V'Hei. The Mishnah continues, Ha'inz V'Han Fatima, Maitzi Shemra B'Shleisha, Duvra Meir, V'Chayim Omen, Maitzi Shemra B'Esim B'Shleisha, V'Pleish Yesh B'Din V'Fashais. As Rashi states, Ha'inz V'Han Fatima, Nair B'Sula, Chamishim Kasef, that if someone's Ma'anis or he convinces a girl that's a Naira to be Mizana, that is Chayiv to pay her father 50 Kasef. Rashi continues, Maitzi Shemra, Loi Mitzasel B'tcha P'sulim, Va'anshu Oisei Meir Kesef, and Rashi seems to say that's referring to a standard case of Maitzi Shemra, and a person that gets married to a woman, and he claims that he didn't find B'sulim, and at that point she was in Naira, he claims that she was Mizana while she was in Arusa, and therefore she should be Chayim Misa. It turns out that he lied, that he has to pay 100 Kesef to her father, and he has to stay married to her, and he can't divorce her Balkacha. However, Rashi in Daf Chesam and Aleph states, Loi Mitzasel B'tcha P'sulim, that we're not talking about a case where you tried to bring Edim to testify that she was a Mizana while she was in Arusa, and all he was saying is, and therefore I could divorce her, and I don't have to pay her Ksuba at all. The Anafashis Kasi, as if he actually came originally to be Mechayev Hamisa, then that even Rameh would agree to the Chachamim, that certainly 3 days on it would not suffice. However, as we saw in our Mishnah, this din is Daftalafir Rameh. And Rashi and Daf Chesam and Aleph explains that the Gemara is having will be the Hachi Kama the Mishum the Ikum Maitzi Shemra the Shayek by Din Nefashis. Since there is a case of Maitzi Shemra where it's possible to be relevant to Din Nefashis, Uchagoyin Shemay VeEdim. Therefore, there's a requirement for 23 Dayanim, even in a case where you're only coming to be Mafsid Ksuba of the Gemara Pachinim Chiyesh by Din Nefashis. My Havi Hashemil Av Din Nefashisu. The Lekka Edim. Yehudim. We'll see this point when we get to Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah continues, Malkus B'Shloisha, when someone does an Issa Lav, where generally there is a Chiyuv Malkus, and all you need to judge him is 3 days on him. And the Meiri explains, even though it's possible that this person could die through the Malkus, even so, there's only a requirement for 3 days on him. However, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amru B'Es B'Shloisha, and Rabbi Shmuel hold that there is a requirement for 23 days on him, even by Malkus. Rashi and that Pei Zayin and Beis teach us that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that requires 23 days on him, in Mekol B'Gimel, Rabbi Shmuel, Chayovim Loi Mamin, Keshach Chayil B'Chaveri, Ayin Shom. The Mishnah continues, Iba Chodesh B'Shloisha, in order to make a Chodesh Mole, you require a Bezin of 3. Iba Shana B'Shloisha, in order to add on an extra month to a year, there's a requirement for 3 days on him. Div Rameya, once again, there's only the words Rameya. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues Rameya, and he holds B'Shloisha Maschilin, L'Chamisha Noisim V'Noisim, V'Gamim B'Shiva, V'Gamim B'Gimel Mu'Beres. Initially, they start with 3 days on him to decide if there should be an Iba Shana, and then they continue with 5, and then they finish with 7, as the Gemara will discuss in detail. B'Di'evet, if you complete Iba Shana with only 3 days on him, the year would still be Mu'Beres. Mishnah continues, Smicha Sekein, V'Arifas Egle B'Shloisha, Div Rab Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Eim B'Chamisha, that Smicha Sekeinim, which Rashi states, is referring to a Smicha that the Zekeinim do on top of the Parim Dov Shel Tziba. Roi V'Tziba does a specific Avera based on the Psak of Bezdin, and Arifas Egle refers to Bezdin going out in order to measure as to which city the corpse was found closest to. That city would have to do Arifas Egle, and the actual Arifas Egle was done by the Bezdin of the city. He explains Smicha Sekeinim based on Rashi, and Ayin Pirsh Mishayis Rambam, who also adds in, he minu had dayonim. This is actually a pointing of dayonim, and it's actually smicha of a rav. V'arem is l'kach amru ve'es mechas yadav lo ve'yitzaveu ve'in tzricha smichas biad ala odom haroi lismanes umli bezdin hamano yisai at the rebi pleni harei at the samach umutu lo lodin dina klasis nasa oisar odom samach v'nikwa elohim v'yidim b'cha adinam ayin tesis and daf yidal min alef at the top of the amid v'arifas egle b'shleisha arifu lav dafka the medida hid have b'gimel ketan perk egle ufa Gimel we bezna gadol shir b'shlayim ha'yotzin v'hadik tani niftu zikni yishlayim v'hochu zikni oisir u'mavin egla rufa v'hasn like tani gimel v'kren nami d'maisir gemara b'medidik sivi, and we're only referring to the measurement of the actual mace as to how far it is from a city and which city was closest. Before we continue, let's go back to Rashi. Do we maskel iba hashana shuri bezin yoshim v'rein im tzuchin la'abim play of v'atkufa k'damin b'gemara and milstu Rab Shimon v'fishu b'gemara v'braisa, and the gemara will explain the sheet of Rab Shimon further in the Braisa. The Mishnah continues, Hachalitza v'amyunim b'shleisha, when someone dies without children and his brother is going to perform chalitza, he has to do some in front of a bezin of shleisha. Similarly, as we know, that if the father of a girl who is a ktana dies and her mother or her brother marry her off and that is only kedushin rabbanon, then she has a right to perform miyun. And as Rashi states, we compare miyun to chalitza, and just like chalitza is bediba ba'alma, so miyun is also bediba ba'alma, and just like chalitza needs 3, so therefore kol tikkun rabbanon ke'indir isa tikkun. Therefore, in order for her to perform miyun, he has to do so in front of a bezin of shleisha. And as Rashi states, miyunin yisei miktan shesiyu ima v'achel daita yoytzu blei gep miyun kol zman shlei gadol tachtov uvi shleisha be'inan dechol tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun u'miyunin drabbanon deraisa filu miyun loy boi de inkidushi tana klum elam kein kitshavir dechsev as bitin sati l'shazer. The Mishnah continues, netter revoi u'maisa sheni she'in dam v'yudun b'shleisha, and Rashi seems to be goyer she'in demein yudun b'shleisha, and is nafkamina, as according to Argesa, it would seem that we always have to appraise the value of Pirus of Netter Vai, and it doesn't make a difference if these Pirus are good quality or if they started to rot already. There's always a requirement to appraise these Pirus. However, the Pirus of Maisa Sheni, we know there's a chiyuv to take off 10th of your Pirus for Maisa Sheni on the 1st, 2nd, 4th, and 5th year of a Shemitah cycle and take them to Yishlayim. In that case, you only have to appraise them if they started to rot, and we're not sure as to the value of these Pirus. However, by standard Pirus, which are fresh, and everyone knows the market value, then there's no requirement to appraise them. However, according to Rashi, it wouldn't make a difference if the Pirus are Netter Vai or Maisa Sheni. The only time there's a requirement to appraise these Pirus is only Bizman She'in Demein Yeduin. And as Rashi states, Netter Vai and Bol Chal El Mois, Vechei Maisa Sheni, She'in Demein Yeduin, Kagoyim Pirus Verkivu, She'in Lem Shar Beshuk. Mishnah continues, Hekdesh Beshleisha, that if someone's Makdish an item and he wants to be paid and redeem him from Hekdesh, then the item must be appraised by 3. Ha'erch Vamatatum Shleisha, Gemara will explain exactly what Erech HaMetaltlin is. Rabbi Yehuda Ime Echem and Koyin, Rabbi Yehuda states that B'negei Erech HaMetaltlin, as well as B'negei Hegdish, there's a requirement to always have at least one Koyin, Vaka Koyis Tishvei Koyin, and if someone donated Karka to the Beis HaMikdash and you want to redeem redeem that karka, then there's a requirement for 10 people to appraise the karka. 9 of these people could be Israelim, but one of them has to be a kohen, the Adam creates a pen, and if someone is makdish himself, then the same din applies, that there's a requirement for tisha v'kohen, and the Gemara will ask, that how could a person be makdish himself, as certainly a person can't become hegdish. Gemara will explain that it's talking about a regular case where someone says, d'melai, and someone says, I want to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara now completed its list of those items where there's a chiv to have 3 dinyanim, at least according to one shita, and the Mishnah continues, Dina Nefashis Bes Mishleisha, where there's a din Torah that's relevant to Dina Nefashis, and where Bezin will be passing and a person may be chayim misib de adam, then there's a requirement to have 23 dinyanim, ha-reveya va-nerva be-es mishleisha, and a behema that's reveya or nerva also has to be judged with 23 dinyanim. How do we know this? Shenem has the pasuk in Kedoshim states, v'isha shetikra v'kol behema l'rva isa, v'raktis ha-isha v'esabhema maisu masu d'meyim bam. And we see that the Torah is makish the behema to the woman, and certainly a woman that's chayim misib de shemayim, there's a requirement to have 23 dinyanim, and therefore the same din applies to the behema. And similarly, the Mishnah states, v'ima, and but again, nerva, the pasuk states, v'isha shiyitin shraftai b'behema, maisu masu v'esabhema taraygo, and once again, we see a hekesh between the behema and a man. The Mishnah continues, shah nisko b'esu mishloisha, that if a shah kills a person, then the shah is chayav skila. We need 23 dianim, shenema, as the pasuk mishpatim states, v'im shah nagachu mitmal shilsham, v'hu b'val of leish merenu, v'him is isha isha shah yisakel, v'gam ba'al of yumas. Once again, we have a hekesh between the shah and its owner, and just like if an owner would be chay misa, then you require 23 dianim, in order to judge the shah, we also require 23 dianim. As Rashi in the first of the wide lines explains, the high ball of yumas kray yisrael hachdrasha v'leidin eschayip tala, as certainly the owner is not chay misa, can be mafarish type of gemara. And as we know, when it states v'gam ball of yumas, it's referring to mammon and not to misa, as we will see in the gemara. As our mishnah states, k'misas bailim kach misa shar. The mishnah continues that although in the Torah when it speaks about a shar niskal, it speaks about a shar, but this din applies to all animals. Hazei v'ari hadoy v'anom v'abadus v'anochash misasim es mishleisha, that if a wolf or a lion or a bear or a leopard or a polecat or a snake kill a person, then they're going to be chayiv misa, and they're going to be chayiv skila, and that misa will also be with 23 dayanim. Rabbi Elazar Eimek kol kleim l'hargan zochon. Rabbi Elazar states whoever is kadam to kill them would be zeicha, and the Gemara will explain exactly what this means. Rabbi Kiva Eimek misas mes mishleisha, and Rabbi Kiva says the chayiv misa will be be'es mishleisha dayanim, and the Gemara will ask what's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah finished discussing when we require 23 dayanim, and the Mishnah now continues to discuss when we need 71 dayanim, as the Mishnah states, in Don Lois Hashem, Vilays Novi Hasheka, Vilays Kayan Godal, LLP Bezin Shashim Vechad. Rashi states, Vain Don Lois Hashavit, Ruby Shashavit, Shav David Zarba Mazid, that if Ravi Hashavit serves a Vaid Zarba Mazid, or Novi Hasheka, with Chiv is Chenek, and the Gemara will ask, how do we know Shim Vechad? Similarly, when coming to judge a Kayan Godal, there's a requirement to have a Bezin of Shim Vechad, Vain Mitzil, Mechamis of Shus, LLP Bezin Shashim Vechad, and the only way that you're allowed to go out to Mechamis of Shus is only if you get the permission of Bezin of Shim Vechad. And as Rashi states, what is Mechamis Rishus? Kol Mechama Kar Rishus, Levadim Mechamis Yeshua, Shahis Alich Bish Tzer Tzol. Rashi, Mesech Zerivin states, Stam Mechamis Rishus, Mechamis Yeshua Ve'ilach, Shehiyos Mechamis Mitzvah. Rabbi Mepinish Mishnaya states, Mechamis Rishus, He Mechamis Amun Umoy Vishmeilim V'doymein, Mechamis Mitzvah, He Mechamis Amalek V'shem Amun Bilvad, Ayin Shom. The Mishnah continues, Eim Esifin Alayir, Ba'al Azaris, LLP Bezin Shalshim Ve'echad, that if Bezin wanted to increase the size of Yerushalayim, or the size of Azara, they could do so, but it had to be based on a certain process, and amongst the process was that you needed 71 dayanim in order to pass them that they could do so. As we know, there are major dinim that are relevant to this, as of course Kachi Kachim has to stay within the Azara, and Kachim Kalim has to stay within the Chaim Seir, and within the Chaim Seir Yishlayim. Rambam Pirish Mishnah states, Shai Azara's Kedushas Chamur Mishai Yishlayim, Yishlayim Kedushas Chamur Mishai Yitzisol, Kamashi Yispar B'tchilis Tairis, V'yavshil L'chadish Kedushas Al Bezna Gadol, Shrei Omar Hashem L'Moshe K'chol Shani Maris Cha, Eiz Tavis HaMishkan, Eiz Tavis Kol Kela, V'chein Tasu, Hadavim Masal Loi, Lo Beis Dinai, Ayin Shom. As we explained, this is only part of the process, and as Rambam in Beis HaBechira states, that you need a Melech, and you need a Navi, and you need Urim V'tumim, Val Pis, and Hedr Shal Shem V'echad Zekenim, Nema K'chol Shani Maris Cha, V'chein Tasu L'Doris, O Moshe Rabbeinu Melech Haya, Ayin Shom. The Mishnah continues, Ein Eitzis and Hedr Yoyis L'Shvatim, Al Pi Bezin Shal Shem V'echad. As we know, the Torah states, Shaitim V'shaitim, Titin L'Chol B'chol Sharecha, and the Bezin of 71 Dayanim would go out to various cities. It would set up Batidinim of 23, and that was done through a Bezin Shel Shem Ve'echad. Similarly, in Oysen Eir HaDachas, LLP Bezin Shel Shem Ve'echad, in order to pass in that a city has a din and the status of Aaron and Achas, you only could do so through a Bezno Shivim Echad. Once we mention the din of Aaron and Achas, the Mishnah tells us in Oisin Aaron and Achas Bespar, Veloy Sholosh, Avlo Oisin, Achas Ishtaim. Although if Rav of a city serves up by Dezor, it's considered Aaron and Achas. However, Bezno will not pass in this way if it's on the actual border of Eretz Yisrael. We don't want an area that's right next to the border between Klal Yisrael and between Goyim to become desolate, and then the Goyim could come into that area. Similarly, you can't make three connecting cities as in Eretz Yisrael. However, you can make one or two. The Mishnah now continues and defines what the Sanhedrin Gedolah and Sanhedrin Ketani were. As Sanhedrin Gedolah hoitz shishrim v'echad, Sanhedrin Gedolah consisted of 71, and they sat in Lishchas HaGazes in the Beis HaMikdash, uKtana shel esrim v'shlosha, and the Sanhedrin Ketana consisted of 23 Dionim. The Mishnah asks, minayin l'gedolah shishir shirim v'echad, and how do we know the Sanhedrin Gedolah consisted of 71 people? Shenema, as the Pasuk of Ma'alei Yisrael states, v'yom HaShem HaMeisha esfali shivim ish mezikli Yisrael, ashe yedata kem zikni am v'shaitrov, v'lokachto yisam al oil moyed, v'yisatsu sham imach. Therefore, we see that there were 70 Dionim, u'moshe al gabeim, and Moshe, of course, led them, and he was the Rosh Sanhedrin, and therefore there were 71. Rabbi Yehuda im HaShivim, and Rabbi Yehuda states, the Sanhedrin Gedolah only consisted of 70 people, and not 71, and therefore every time we mention our Mishnah, 71, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be 70. Minayin l'ktana, shehishal esem v'shloisha, and how do we know the Sanhedrin Ketana consisted of 23 Dionim? Benema, as we have two psukim in Pashas Masai, and one pasuk states, v'shoftu ha'eda bein amako bein goyel adam al mishpotim eila, and the next pasuk states, v'tzilu ha'eda seritzech miyad goyel adam, v'shivu ha'isa ha'eda le'ir miklota ha'eshen ha'shama, v'yashabad yom yisar kayin gadol, ha'eshen ha'shchaisa b'shamen ha'kodesh. We learn, eida shefetes v'eida matzeles, that when there's a bezdin that's passing din in the fashis, there's a requirement to have an eida, which, as we will see, refer to 10 people that actually paskin is guilty, and there will be an eida that paskin that he's innocent. Harikan esrim, and therefore we see there's 20. Umnayin le'eida shi esara, and how do we know that the word eida refers to 10 people? Shenema, as a pasuk in Shlach states, amasa le'eida razois yatz Yeshua v'kalev, and we know that the miraglim who the beard miraglim, they were 10 people, and Yeshua and Kalev were not including that minion, and therefore eida always refers to 10, and that's why when the pasuk states v'shafta eida v'tzilu eida, you know there's a requirement for 20 dayanim. Umnayin le'havi oishloisha, and how do you know to add another 3? Mishnah explains, b'mashma shenema, as since the pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim states, le'siya achri rabim l'rois, v'le'sana al-riv, lintes achri rabim l'hatais, since the pasuk starts off and states, le'siya achri rabim l'rois, shemein yishe'ei yimam l'teiva, that you can't go basa rabim in order to do bid, but l'teiva, we could go basa raiv, and therefore, as long as you have one more person that says that a person's innocent, then we would say that this person's innocent, and kain l'manema achri rabim l'hatais, so if so, why the Torah also have to state achri rabim l'hatais, as certainly we will be able to learn that from a diuk from the ratio of the pasuk, as the pasuk states, "Loisia achiram l'rois." Therefore, we learn now, "Loit kiyaser aschel l'tayva tiyaser l'ra," that there's a difference between passing that someone is innocent and passing someone is chayiv and guilty. As although tiyaser l'tayva piyachad, that when you're passing that someone is innocent, all you need is one more dayin, and only has to be a simple rabim. However, tiyaser l'ra al pishtayim, that in order to pass that someone is guilty, you need to have a supermajority. There must be at least two more dayanim that passing that the person is guilty. As Rashi explains, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, in Kain Lama Nema Achiram Hatais, Mishim Schus Le Itzuchle, as certainly for Schus, we don't need it, El Afilu L'chayiv Halach Achrein, but the Torah is telling us, even to find someone guilty, you could go Basu Raiv, but there's a difference between Raiv for Taiv and Raiv for guilt, and as Rashi continues, two lines from the bottom, V'hochi Kama Leisiya Achiram Rois Al Pi Echad, Aval Achiram B'Shnaim Afilu Rois, Hilkach Achocho Chof Beis Binon, and therefore there's a requirement to have at least 22 day on him, the Batsim Asar, Mizak and Lekalamemba, the Ksiv Vitzilu Eda, Vesula and therefore certainly there has to be at least 12 that are saying that you're guilty in order to be mechayiv a person. Therefore certainly it's clear that there's a requirement for at least 22 dayanim or bezin to paskin din nefashis, and we continue on that bezin and beiz vein bezin shakel meisifon leid echad. Is a general rule we can't have a bezin that has an even number and can't be a bezin of zugois, as if it would be the case then there would be a possibility that bezin would actually have a psak, it would be a hung bezin, and 11 dayanim would say that he's innocent and 11 would say he's guilty, and therefore we have to be Mesifalein Oid Echad and Arikan Esrim Shlesha. We therefore see that there's a requirement of 23 Deonim for Sanhedrin Ketana. The Mishnah continues, V'kam Yeh Be'er V'tei Ruler Sanhedrin, and how many people have to live in a city in order that should be Roy for Bezdin to set up a Sanhedrin Ketana, and there should be 23 Deonim. The Mishnah brings Machlaikis, the Tanakhama states May of Esrim, which the Gemara will explain, and there will be a Shailen Rishainim if the 23 Deonim are included in the May of Esrim, or there has to be 143 people in order to have 23 Yonim plus 143 120 people. However, Rabbi Nechemya argues in Tanakama, and he holds that a city has to have Masayim Vishleishim, 230 people, Keneged Tzari Asaris, as we don't find a Sarara, and we don't find a position of power over people in Klal Yisrael that is less than having one person over 10, as we find that Yisrael set up Tzari Asaris. If you have 230 people, then it makes sense to have 22 Dianim, as it'll be a ratio of 1 to 10. Before we continue with the Gemara, let us see the top Rashi. Then we will never find a situation where in a case where there's a guilty version, you'll only have two more. The minimum will be 13 against 10, and the differential will be 3, ayin sham. And let us begin the Gemara, as the Mishnah stated, dinaman b'shleisha, and then stated, gzeilus v'chalvalos b'shleisha, and the Gemara asked, atu gzeilus v'chalvalos, lav dinamamis ninu, l'chayru gzeilus v'chalvalos, are included in dinamamis, and why would we have to have two separate cases? And Ravo explains, ma'ahink tani, that in a chanami, the Mishnah means to say, that dinamamis b'shleisha, and what is dinamamis? It's referring specifically to gzeilus v'chalvalos, which require three dianim, and as the Gemara explains, ma'ahink dinamamis, gzeilus v'chalvalos, avalidus v'chalvalos loy, but it's coming to exclude that it's only gzeilus v'chalvalos that is a requirement for three dayanim, which we'll explain in a moment. However, he does for voice, there is no requirement for three dayanim mumchim. In the second Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi explains what is he does for voice, and Rashi brings down two different pshatim. Rashi likes his first pshat better, and Rashi states he does for voice shneim al iski milvahin, that they're both referring to someone that borrows money, and he does shabal ladin be'edah edah, and he does says when Reuven comes to Bezin and he brings edah edah shemevi edim sha'im v'neinu hoidloi, and Reuven brings edim that testify that Shimon was Maida, that he owes Reuven $1,000, and Alvay Shabbat Ladin Be'ed Avah, and Alvay is referring to a case where Reuven brings Edim, that these Edim saw the actual Avah, Shimon Edim B'Fenein Hovo, V'Allah Kaif B'Shtein, and in both cases, Shimon is saying that I never borrowed this money from Reuven, V'Chai Lish the Tuva Ika B'Hach Mechilta, Hoida Achayda, Havo Achayva, or Havo Achayda Mitzafin, V'Perik Shlishi, Gabi Edim Zayman, V'Ism Mifashi, Hoida Shemaid Mixas, Hoida is referring to a case where Shimon was Maida Mixas, and Alzvay Kaifakol, our base is talking about a case of Kaifakol, Vurishan Ika, the Mechte Shneim Aliskimulvahim, Kedakim the Taimel Kamon, Mishmin Eels Dels Bifne Lovin, as in both cases the same reason applies, and it's based on the Eels Dels Bifne Lovin, so Mashna da Koryalva, Vahole Koryalva, Hoydos Vikriusi by Lele Mistay, according to the second shot, the term that the Gemara should have used is not Hoydos Valvois, but instead we should have used the term Hoydos Vikriris, but according to the first shot of Rashi, it makes sense Hoydos Valvois, as Hoydos is referring to Edom of Hoydah, and Havois is referring to Edom Havava, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and is bothered that L'chayra, how could Ravo state that the Mishnah means Ma'ahink Tani, if L'chayra, the Mishnah should have just stated Gzeilus V'Chavalos B'Shleisha, and will be able to be Medayik that it's only Gzeilus V'Chavalos and not the Dinamamnes, and therefore the Gemara continues V'Tzricha, and we need both of these Dinam in the Mishnah, the Tana Dinamamnes, as if the Mishnah would have only taught us Dinamamnes B'Shleisha, Hamina Afilo Hadayis V'Havois, then certainly we'd have Hamina that includes Hadayis V'Havois, and there would be a requirement for 3 day on a mumcha, even by Hidayis Valvais, Tanak Zeilus V'Chavalos, and therefore the Mishnah had to say Zeilus V'Chavalos B'Shleisha, that it's only Zeilus V'Chavalos and not Hidayis Valvais, V'Tanak Zeilus V'Chavalos, and if the Mishnah would have spoken about Zeilus V'Chavalos Dafka, like Tanak Dinim Mamnis, and wouldn't have stated the first case that Dinim Mamnis B'Shleisha, Hamina Hu Adin Dafilo Hidayis Valvais, then we would have thought that there's even a requirement for 3 day on a mumcha, even by Hidayis Valvais, by Hidayis Tanak Zeilus V'Chavalos, and the reason why the Mishnah spoke about Zeilus V'Chavalos, Mishum the Ikal Gimel, the Chsivim, because Zeilus V'Chavalos Chsivi, the Ikka Makar that we have, that is a requirement for 3 day on a mumchun, is from the Passion of Torah that discusses Gzeilus V'Chavalos as Gzeilus Tichsiv V'Nikra Baal Bayis Elohim. As we know, the Pasuk in Pashm Mishpatim states V'Nikra Baal Bayis Elohim, and over there it's talking about Gzeilus. And as Rashi explains, V'Nichsiv Pasha Elohim Gimel Zimni, since the Psukim state the word Elohim 3 times, Nafgalon to be in Shloisha, V'Haikar Chsiv B'Shay Mechinam, V'Zet Taina Shishalach Yadu B'Pekarinai, Dahinu Gzeilus, and this Pasuk is speaking about a Shay Mechinam, that the Shoyim was Shalach Yadav B'Tainai, which is a case of Gzeilos. And similarly, Chavolos, although the Torah doesn't teach us the din of 3 Dianim by Chavolos, Mali Chavol B'Gufoi, Mali Chavol B'Mainai, that L'Chayr, just like we know that Chavol B'Mainai is a requirement for 3, so certainly there should not be a Chiluk when it's Chavol B'Gufoi, and certainly there's a requirement for having 3 Dianim Mumchen when someone was Chavol B'Gufoi, and as Rashi brings, Mali Chavol B'Mainai, B'Mashma Shinema, Shalash B'Chayv B'Mainai, Af Chayv B'Gufoi, Hilk B'Hanamik Sibay, so it's as if the Torah tells us before Mefurish that the Chavala Begufayt is a requirement of 3 day on a Mumchun, we like Tana Dina Mamanis, and therefore, if the Mishnah wouldn't have stated Dina Mamanis Shleisha, Harmino Hanach Mashun de Gavayu Kosov, Nakalu, Ulo Ilum Huadin Ladina Milva, we would think that we could extend this din to Dina Milva as well, the Hachitana Dina Mamanis, Vitano, Mahin Dina Mamanis, Zeus Chavalis, Lemute Hadois Valvois, the Mkain, the Kulum Mashma, as if we would hold this requirement of 3 day on a Mumchun, even for Dina Mamanis, and even for Hadois Valvois, keeping the Tana Dina Mamanis Nishtaik, so once the Mishnah would have stated Dina Mamis, then he didn't have to say Gzeiros V'Chavalis. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us Dina Mamis B'Shleisha, and Mahin Dina Mamis is Dafka Gzeiros V'Chavalis. And as the Gemara states, Tana Mahin Dina Mamis Gzeiros V'Chavalis, Avo Yedoyis V'Avoyis Loi. And let's see the first Rashi in the Gemara, Mahin Tani, Hai Gzeiros V'Chavalis, Pirusha the Dina Mamis, who, Tlai Tema, called Dina Mamis B'Mashma, Ulmuta Havoyis V'Avoyis. As we will see in a moment, that the Mishnah is coming to a Mayat, that B'Negei Havoyis V'Avoyis, there is no requirement to have 3 day on a Mumchen. As we see that although Midraisa there's really a requirement to have 3 day on a mumchen, but Shein Boyin Al Gnilas Chasadim Ve'ikanilas Tels Vnei Lovin Can Amin La Kamon Hilchah Matino Al Kamon Mefarish B'May Matino Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, and at this point the Gemara doesn't know what we meant when we stated that the din of our Mishnah only applies to Gzeiros V'Chavos and not to Hadois V'Avos. And the Gemara asks Ulamai, and to what din is this referring to? Ilay Midloy Be'in Shleisha, as if you're going to tell me that there's no requirement to have 3 day on him when you're passing Hadois V'Avos. But if that's true, the Gemara will now ask a stira from Ravo on Ravo, as Ravo was the ma'anomer that stated Mahing Tani, Mahing Dina Mamet, Zez Chavalis, Avoidois Valvois Loi, and the Gemara now asks, but Ravo and Ravo himself states, Shnaim Shadon Dina Mamet, deliver a call in Dina Yamdin, that if there are only 2 day on him that passing Dina Mamet, then their judgment is not a judgment. Clearly we see that Ravo holds that deliver a call, there's a requirement to have 3 day on him, even Benegea Dina Mamet, and even Benegea Hoidois Valvois. We explained the Gemara based on Taisis, Diba Masal, deliver a call in Dina Yamdin. And as Taisa states, the Rabbi Vohu ad Rabbi Vohu Parach, the Shmuel v'Sham Roy Savri Dinayim Din, and it has to be that the Gemara is only a skestira based on Rabbi Vohu himself, as the Maisa Shmuel and other Amorim will hold that Shnaim Shadonu Dinayim Din, as we will see a bit later. And the Gemara continues and explains El Dalei Bein Mumchen, what Rabbi Vohu meant to teach us, that we should be medayik from the Mishnah that there's no requirement for Mumchen by Yedoyis V'Avoyis, but certainly there is a requirement to have 3 Dianim, but those Dianim could be Yedoyis. Ayin Muki Yosef, who explains that Mumchen refers to those people that are menusa and that have already been tested, kithnan, and as we learn in Masechta Shabbos, v'loy b'kameya b'zman she'ina mumcha, u'mefarash gemara, heich mismachi kameya, hilkah pe'ina dayin mumcha, menusa l'rabim, v'chach masa, mefur semes, v'gluy l'rabim, ayin Rashi, who states, mumchen, smuchen, this dayin has to have smicha, v'not l'rishus min nasi l'adun, and he had to receive rishus from the nasi to paskin, k'ramin l'kamam pirkin, and as we will discuss on daf hey, gemara continued according to the way Ravo just explained our Mishnah, so Micah Sava, so why would it be that our Tana would hold that although there's a requirement for 3 Dianim, there's no requirement for Mumchen? And as the Gemara explains the question, as Ika Sava, as if the Tana of our Mishnah holds, Ir Pashas Kosov Khan, then in Pash Mishpatim, when the Torah speaks about the Dal Shemim and also speaks about the Dinim of Maidu Mixas, as well as her voice, the Torah used Lashon Elohim 3 times, and therefore we learn out as a requirement of Dianim Mumchen, do we say that these Pashas are considered 1 Pasha, and anything that's stated in 1 Pasha will teach us dinim to other Pashas, and as Rashi brings down, Sheish Mikro Kosub Pashazu, Shein Yochel Lamed Ba Elon Pasha Cheresu, Kagoyin Ashiyay Mekiuzer, and as we find, the words Ashiyay Mekiuzer brought down in the Pashas of Shemim, and brought down specifically in the Pasha of Shemim Chinam, in order for Shemim Chinam to be Chayiv, there is no requirement for him to be made of Mixas, and the only time that we have dinim made of Mixas is only been the Gei Halvois, and therefore we see that the order of the Psukim are mixed up. We can learn 1 Pasha from the other. Based on that, Manda Omar, how could it be that our Tana would say that we would differentiate between Gzeilus V'Chavois and Yedoyis V'Avoyis? If L'Chari, even by Yedoyis V'Avoyis, there should be a requirement to have 3 Dianim Mumchen, Ikasava, Eini Rapashis Kosovkan, Shloi Shalomli, and if he holds like the other Manda Omar, Mesechs Babakama, that these psukim are not mixed up, and when it states Kiuzet, it's actually referring to Hashem Echinam. If so, we only have the Pasha where it states Alekim, Bidigia, the Dal Shemim. If so, the only time that we actually learned that the requirement to have 3 Dianim at all is only by Gzeiros V'Chavalos, and if so, regarding Yedoyis V'Avoyis, why should there be a requirement to have 3 Dianim at all, and the Chayyus should even be able to paskin with 1 Dayin? And the Gemara answers, La'ilum Kasava Ir Pashas Kasukan, that really the Tana of our Mishnah holds that there is a Ir Pashas, and therefore certainly Uvedinu Dilabay Nam Mumchen, really Midraisa, there is a requirement for there should be 3 Dianim Mumchen. However, the reason why, Lefi the Tana of our Mishnah, and Lefi the way Ravo explains our Mishnah, there is no requirement to have three Dinei Mumchin, is only Mishum Rav Chanina, is based on a Takan Rabbanon, based on a Din Rav Chanina. The Amar Rav Chanina, as Rav Chanina taught us, Benigay another Din, that Vatera Echadina Mamas Vechadina Vashish Bedush Vechkira, that really Midraisa, there should be a requirement for Drush Vechkira, not only by Dinei Fashis, but also by Dinei Mamanis. And as Rashi brings down, Tzarech Luvdik Zaidim Bezayim Bezay Shahavo, and there were seven different Drush Vechkiris. And we continue on Daf Gimel Mad Aleph, Shinem, and as the Pasuk states, Mishpat Echad Yilachem, and as Rashi brings down, Mamanis Kin Fashis, that there's a comparison between Dinei Mamanis and Dinei Fashis, Akivin Echsiv Drush Vechkira, but Dinei Fashis, the Echsiv Drush Vechkarta, who are Dinei Dinei Mamanis, and in Taisis on Daf Bezam and Bez, in middle of Dinei Maskal, Divar Kal, in Dinei Mdin, that Taisis points out that how do we know to compare Dinei Mamanis and Dinei Fashis, as the Pasuk and Pashis Emma states, Umaka Behemi Shalmena, Umaka Adam Yumas, and right afterwards the Pasuk states, Mishpat Echad Yilachem, Kager Ka'ezrach Yeh, Kehenei Hashem Alekeichem. Therefore, just like Benigay Dinei Nefashis, there's a requirement for Drush Vechkira, so the same requirement should apply to Dinei Mamanis. However, Matam Amru, Dinei Mamanis, Lo Bein Drush Vechkira, and why is it a Bezdin made a Takana that there's no requirement for Drush Vechkira by Dinei Mamanis, Kadesh, like Tinel Delos Pnei Lovin, in order that borrowers should have a place to borrow from, as lenders would potentially state, I don't want to lend money, as potentially, even if I would have Edim, but then Bezdin will actually do Drush Vechkira on the Edim, and potentially the Edim won't remember exactly, and it'll come out, it'll be Mvatel my Edim, and I won't be able to be paid back, and therefore they won't lend money to borrowers, and therefore Rabbanu Masakin, that there's no requirement for Drush Vechkira, but Negeya Hidoyis Vavois. Therefore, as Rashi states, V'hachinami, Shemele Yimtsa Mumchin L'Kaifel Edin, and therefore Rabbanu will also Masakin, that there's no requirement to have Mumchin, but Negeya Hidoyis Vavois. The Malvin knows that it's difficult to find a Bezdin of three Mumchin, and therefore he may not want to lend, and therefore Rabbanu stated that although there's a requirement to have three Hidoyites, but there is no requirement to have three Mumchin. The Gemara continues and asks, El Me'ato, that if Ravo is correct, that Benegeya Hidoyis Vavois, there's no requirement that the Dayan has to be a Mumcha, and as if the Chacham gave permission to a Hedit to go and judge Dinei Mamanis, and if so, Toh Lo Yishalmu, and as Rashi states, El Me'ato Toh Hidoyites B'Dinei Mamanis, Lo Yishalmu, they should not have to pay, the Kiyun Rishus Rabbanu Konachti, Havlu Kamumchin, V'chol Mumchul Bezdin, Im Toh Patum El Shalim, and we know that if someone is a Mumchul Bezdin, and he makes a mistake in his Psaq, then he's Patum El Shalim, as the Gemara will teach us in Perek Dinei Mamanis, Hashein Mumcha Chayiv, and it's Mashmur, that if he's a Hedit, he'd be Chayiv, and L'Choy, why should he be Chayiv? And the Gemara answers, Kol Shkinat Neil Delos B'Fei Lovin, as Rashi explains, that if we would say that this Dayan would be Patum El Shalim, then certainly the Malva will not want to lend to the borrower, as he'd be concerned that potentially this Bezdin would make a mistake, and then they would not be Chayiv, and therefore he may not lend money. And this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Ayin Tesis Dilu Maschel El Me'ata To Lo Yishalmu, where he's bothering Rashi, V'loshin Koshkin Shat Neil, Ein Misyashe, V'loi Havel Yomeima Koshkin, El Havel Yomeima Im Kain, At Neil Delos V'nei Lovin, El Mash V'loshin Koshkin, De Mekech Ni'ilis Delos Havi Parach, that the Gemara is asking a bit of a different question, V'achi Purushai, Kivin the Chayishis Lilus Delos, since V'chayish V'nilus Delos, Havel Yomeima To Lo Yishalmu, then we should say that if a Hedin makes a mistake, then he shouldn't have to pay, the Mechayivis Lulushalim, as if we would be Mechayiv him to pay, the Lestratzuli Matsu Bidin, then certainly a Hedit would not want to go and be a Dayin. That would also make it much more difficult for Malva to find Prapa Dayanim to go and Paskin for him, and therefore he would hold back from lending. If he tices, the Gemara's answer is, Kolshkin Shatanel Delos Pnei Lovin, that if you would say that a Hedit would be Pata, then certainly a Malva won't want to lend money, as he will then be concerned, since a Hedit could Paskin Dine Odeus Valvois, and since this person's a Hedit, there's a greater potential that he'll make a mistake, and if he makes a mistake, Dayan will be Pata, so therefore the Malva will say that I don't want to lend money, as potentially I will have to go in front of a Bezdin Hedyaitis, and the Hedyat will make a mistake, and then I will lose my money. That's why we stated that if a Hedyat makes a mistake, he does have to pay. The Gemara now continues that now that we explain that there's even a requirement of three Dayanim, even B'negei Adin HaHedyaitis V'Avois, there's just not a requirement of three Mumchin, and you could pass him with three Hedyaitis, L'Choy, why would Ravo have to explain our Mishnah, and Mahen Tani, and the Mishnah means to teach us Dinei Mamanis B'Shleisha, and Mahen Dinei Mamanis G'zeilus V'Chavolos, which is B'Shleisha, but the Gemara is, Yehochi Tati Tani, that L'Choy, even Ravo could explain that the Mishnah actually means to teach us two separate halachas, and the Mishnah is teaching us Dinei Mamanis B'Shleisha, that first of all, Dinei Mamanis of Hedyaitis V'Avois, there's a requirement for three Dayanim, those Dayanim do not need to be Mumchin, and they could be Hedyaitis. Then the Mishnah teaches us a second in, G'zeilus V'Chavolos B'Shleisha Mumchin, that G'zeilus V'Chavolos is a requirement for three, and those three Dayanim have to be Mumchin. As Rashi states, Mishum Dechalukim Medineim, Loi Kalinu B'chad Klala. The Gemara continues and asks a second question, V'oi, Shleish Shleish Lomli, that L'Chair, according to Ravo, that's explained that the Mishnah states states, Ma Hengtani, so why would the Mishnah state, Dina Mam B'Shleisha, and once again repeat the word Shleisha when it states, Gzeles V'Chavalis? If L'Chir, the Mishnah should have stated, Dina Mam is Gzeles V'Chavalis B'Shleisha, and we would have understood that the Mishnah means to tell us, Dina Mam is, which are Gzeles V'Chavalis, are B'Shleisha, but now that it uses the term Shleisha at two different times, it seems that we're talking about two separate cases. And the Gemara answers, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains that in a Chinami Tatik Tani, that the Mishnah is teaching us two separate dinim, Mishum Rav Chinina, and based on the din that we just learned from Rav Chinina, Rav is ultimately not coming to be chilek on the dinim of Rav. Rav is just coming to argue as to how to read our Mishnah, and according to Rav, in a Chinami, the way to read our Mishnah is dinim amim is b'shleisha, that the din of Yedoyis v'Avoyis is shleisha hadyotis, and as Rashi states, b'shleisha kaldu. However, Gzeres v'Chalvalis is b'shleisha mumchen, and in a Chinami, there are two separate cases in our Mishnah, ayin and tesis on daf gimel m'ralev v'oy shleisha shleisha lomli, where tesis states, that there are some times that we're daik in this way and sometimes not. And our Gemara, since we anyway had the first question, therefore it makes sense that the Gemara is medayik and uses this question as well. Let us go back to Taisus at the top of that Beis on the Beis, where the Gemara stated that Iku Gimel Dixiv Begzeles Chavolis, as Gzeles Dixiv Dikru Baal Bais Elohim, and Chavolis Mali Chavu Bugufoy Mali Chavu Moinai, and Taisus bothered, Moinai Havalelam Mikabresha, that really the Gemara's Lashon should have been Mali Chavu Moinai, Mali Chavu Mali, and since the limud of three dayanim is learned by chavu b'maynai, so therefore the term of the Gemara should have been mali chavu b'maynai, mali chavu b'gufai. And ayin tesis answers v'yishlem the chavu shaych b'guf tvei upshito l'kach nakabresha chavu b'gufai ayin shav. Finally, in the Gemara on the bottom of the beis on beis and the top of the gimel and aleph, the Gemara mentioned that really there should be requirement for drisha v'chkira, even by dinim mamnis, based on the pasuk of mishpat echad yilchem. However, therefore, there's no requirement of drisha v'chkira. And Taisus brings two different pshatim. As in the first pshat of Taisus, he states gzeles v'chavolis v'ksubas isha v'yirushay sumatanis b'kulu nami loy be'in the drisha v'chkira. That this din that there's no requirement of drisha v'chkira is not only by yedoyis v'chavolis, but all dinim mamnis. And as Taisus explains, although the lashon of kalei shleit tinnul delz b'nei lovin doesn't apply in those cases, however, it is a similar svara of Kadesh Tilnul Delz B'Fin Gazlanin, if there would be a requirement of Jewish Vechkira, then the Gazlan would be much more willing to go and steal from someone, as he would think that potentially, even if there are Edim, it won't be accepted by Bezdin because they won't be able to get through the Jewish Vechkiris. As it continues, that if I just stated that the concept of Tilnul Delz applies even B'Digeya, other Dina Mamnis, so L'Chayrim Taima, Mahai Taim Lein, Yubayi Mumchim B'Zez V'Chavois, Kamay by Yudayz V'Avois, that just like we just explained, that Yudayz V'Avois do not require Mumchim, so L'Chayrim by Gzez V'Chavois, it should not be required for mumchen either. As certainly a person won't lend his friend if he's concerned that he won't be able to find a bez mumcha. That certainly a person that's stealing will not think that a nigzal will not go and take him to bezim because he won't be able to find a bez mumchen. As certainly will matriach to find a bez mumchen ayin sham, and then Taisus brings another chat for Ishli Shlema, the Gzeles V'Chavolis Nami, Boy Drish V'Chakira, V'Loy Matin, and all the days V'Avois, that in the Chinami, even Gzeles V'Chavolis require Drish V'Chakira. When our Gemara states that Dina Marmon is Loy Beaten Drish V'Chakira, specifically referring to a days V'Avois, and the Gemara is Dafka, Kadesh Loy Tinel Dels Fnei Lovin, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.